Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have Dr. Renee Sunday, the platform builder, minister, media personality, and author of this wonderful, wonderful book, Manifestation Now. How are you today, Dr. Sunday?
I'm just great. Thank you so much, Verna. This is amazing. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It is our pleasure. If you don't mind telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, what you got going on, and about this wonderful book that is coming out, Manifestation Now. And you could do that at this time.
Wow. Well, thank you, Verna. Oh, it's just so exciting. First of all, you know, pretty much when people, I send my bio out, you know, you got the small, medium size, and short. But one thing I want people to know that I am a servant. I love it. I was created to help you shine your light to the world. And that's your dreams, your purpose, and you know, of course, your destiny in life. But I do wear a lot of hats, and I thank God for entrusting me in doing that. I am a minister, an ordained minister, and I am the platform builder, as everybody knows, and I'm an author, publisher, I'm an anesthesiologist, a motivational speaker, just so much. I'm a grief counselor, just a lot of things, a mentor, coach. But I really, really, all of that, if you put an umbrella on it, Verna, is just serving people and help people walk in their destiny. And also, I'm a media personality of Good Deeds Radio and Television Show, and we're based in Atlanta, Georgia. It's just life is good, you know, and I just want to be real. You do have ups and downs. You do have things you don't understand. You do have things you say, okay, why me, God? But you don't, you know, dwell on that. You get out of that thought real quick because you actually are here and you're part of God's plan still here on earth. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, you have to realize that if you and your purpose, guess what? I can be in my purpose. The reason I can shine and you can see the God in me is because Verna is in her purpose. So that's the whole thing about me in a nutshell. I have a lot of energy, but it's God. It's God in me, you know, as the song goes. And the great thing that I have done, I'm a publisher, Sunday Publishing Company. And, you know, we released Sunday Grief MD. That was back in a little bit ago, about 3 years almost. But then I said, God put in my spirit to actually, of the things that I've gone through since then and just really been in a shift mode in the spirit, let me just be honest with you. And I lost my brother in 2011, and then I lost my job, you know, just right after that, you know, 2012, December. And one thing I can say, I always had God's spirit in me, saying that when one door closed, another opened. But I could see in my life, Verna, that one door closed, several opened. So we actually put together a project beginning of the year, and it doesn't take long for you to produce, you know, produce your book now and publish it. And God put in my spirit, what's the name of the book? You know, he had to tell me that, Verna, because I don't know, okay? But he said Manifestations Now, because if you're a believer, not a believer, guess what? You want results. and you want manifestations. They kind of synonyms, but they, of course, they are a little different. But we want results. We want manifestations. We want what God has already predestined for us to have. We want to actually receive that. And we want it now, because Hebrews 11:1, you know what it says. Now faith is a substance. It don't say yesterday, it don't say tomorrow, it don't even say 10 years ago. But guess what is happening? God has already done it, Verna. The thing is, we got to do our part. And we're not saying we're working for salvation. Let me make sure we got that straight, because God, you know, God took care of all of that when he sent his son Jesus. But the thing is, what we have to do is we have to believe. We got to believe in him. We got to know with a shadow of a doubt that he's going to take care of it. And we're going to walk by the Spirit and not by sight. Because our eyes can get flustered quickly. If you blink twice, you got a different perspective. So we can't respond on what we see, okay? Now, if you see a car coming, now you got, you know, let's put it in perspective what we're saying. You know, if you see a car coming, you need your reflex going to tell you to move out the way. But you know what I'm saying. If something is not going right in your life, you need to look at God. And that's what we did. So believe in it and then trust it. You got to trust the process. You can't say, okay, now I'm going to give up. This didn't happen one day, 2 days, Verna, and then, okay, I'm going to give up. My Boaz hadn't come, and I'm 32, okay, hello? So we said, okay, well, God, what's going on? But we got to trust the process. And then we got to, guess what? We got to walk out our destiny. I love the quote by Dr. Martin Luther King. He says, step on the first step of the staircase. Don't worry about all the other steps above it. Just step on the first one, and actually it will be revealed to you. And that's what happened. We have to walk it out. Now, the reason we say walk it out, guess what? That's an action. We're not meditating at that time, which we may be on a certain level. Now, let's get it straight now. You have positive thinking and you speak in life, but you got to walk it out, meaning you got to put some motion in what you're doing. So you got to go and fill out that application. You got to go to the networking big. You got to go to the different church services that they have scheduled for you. So you got to do those things to be able to walk in your destiny. And so that's how we actually got the name of the book. But God said, let's step that a little further. This is way, Verna, not about you. That's what he told me, Verna. And I believe this is the first time I'm saying that. Because, you know, I could have, and I'm not being boastful by saying this, but God could have downloaded everything, all the 7 chapters, into me. And I could have written it by myself. Because, you know, I've, you know, written several, you know, e-books. I've helped other people write books. And, so I could have done it. But God said, this is way not about you. I want you to actually get some other offers. And he said, don't get too many. Only thing I want is 7. He told me 7. You know what 7 means? Completion. Because the thing is, we got to complete some things. We got to get out of one storm, and sometimes we have 2 or 3, but we got to complete some things before we can, you know, continue to move on your purpose. So we have 7 wonderful, wonderful, beautiful ladies from all over the country. I mean, pretty much we have as young as our college student, we have pastors, we have leaders in the church. We have so many women of different backgrounds that actually is in this awesome book, Verna.
I'm excited. I'm so excited to cut for the gala and actually meeting all the authors, all of the wonderful authors. Now, Dr. Sunday, what is the name of your chapter in the book?
Oh, you know, I had to go and say it the real way. You know, I'm on the potter's wheel. You know, it's a good place to be on the potter's wheel. Now, we don't like that. You know, we've heard of the awesome platform that Bishop T.D. Jakes has, the Potter's House. But if we really listen to their mission and stuff, it's a scripture that's in, of course, in the Bible, of being on the, you know, you're a potter. I mean, you are the clay. God is going to actually move and mold you to what you need to be. You know, Sophia Samberger, which is in the book also, she actually puts it like this, that you are refining the diamond. You know, when you, if you find a diamond where it really have been created, it's not that pretty. You know, the people put it in the shop and they you know, chop this off, chop that off. And that's what God had to do to me. I'm going to just be real. Some things he had to take out of my life that weren't right. Some people had to leave, you know. And I wanted them to stay, Burr. Let's just be real. But that's not what it had to happen. You know, I went from 6 figures to 0 in one day. I'm praying to God, Verna, for increase my territory. Now, this hitting somebody right now. No. Increase my territory. But see, I wouldn't listen. Some people you know, God tell them to move to this city, move to that city, and build a ministry. But see, he know he got to get a frying pan and knock me on my head. You know, he got to give me all these confirmations. I'm not saying I'm lack of faith, but he has to create a situation that I actually know is totally him, and I have peace about it, even though it may not look good, brother. And so that's what happened to me. That's what my story is about, saying how I grew up in childhood. And, you know, we call it bullying now, but, you know, we just said back then, we were picking on each other. And I take you kind of through my life to let you know foundation that my parents gave me, which they, you know, that was God. They showed me what God was and what God is, you know. And so we developed on that. And I have been on the potter's wheel since then of all the things God has entrusted me. But, you know, the main thing I want to show people in the story of my chapter and the whole book entirely is, one, you're not alone. That you're going to find yourself in one or two of the authors, and a lot of things that commonality of all the authors is the self-esteem concern. It's common in all. And so all of us have done that. Men and women have done that. And then we want you to use this as a tool. Especially in my chapter, I tell you about money, I tell you about bullying, and the thing is, the whole process, you need to trust God. You need to get back to the Word and focus on what is really important, and that is walking out your destiny of what God has put inside of you.
I like what you say when you say trust the process, and I know on many occasions we go through things and we're ready for it to be over. We're just like ready for, I am so ready for this to be over, instead of actually trusting the process, praising him even through all of that, and that's part of the process. I believe if we learn to trust the process, and you say walk it out, that even in going through, although it will be hard, but it may not be as hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, we got to put it in the right perspective because, like I said earlier, sometimes we're like, oh, Lord, look at all this. And the first thing we need to do is, and I'm going to hit somebody I know. We jump to our friends and family, which that's nice. That's nice to have confident people in you. But we need to go to the Father first. And you actually will learn that the lower you in this world, that you need to go to the Father first. So if you do confide in somebody else, guess what? God will tell you what to say, and he'll tell you what not to say, okay? But we got to trust the process. You know, when I go out to my car, Bernard, and all of us do this, when we go out to the car, and we can just say it's simple, go to our refrigerator. We know in our heart that something in that refrigerator, and we know that car going to turn on. So we just trust that. We know without a shadow of doubt. And that's what trust is. You know. Now, believing is different. You know, you're like, okay, I believe this. But trusting is another step that you know whatever you believe, it's going to work out. And guess what? We know the Word says it's going to work out in our favor.
But, you know, and trusting and believing, sometimes it could get, I guess if it's not happening as fast as we want it to, and that may bring about a little doubt. You know what I'm saying? I will use myself as an example. If it's not happening as fast as Verna think it should happen, guess what Verna going to do? She going to try her best to try to make it happen. And as I was in a situation and I was trying to make things happen, I heard the voice of God said, you can't make it happen. Don't you try to make it happen. Don't you try to put it, you know, make it go too fast, because that's not the process that I have for you. So don't you try to make it happen. So when someone is trying, and if you're ministering to someone, they're trying to make it happen, what would you say to them? I mean, how would you guide them or steer them in the right direction?
Now, that's a powerful question. I've been there as well, Bernard. I mean, you know, you stay up all night and try to make sure you look up this on Google and you hire the other people and you call about 7 people to see what they think. Yeah, I've been there. I mean, especially transitioning part-time in the medical field versus, you know, and I call this corporate America for me, because now you have to really, and I just don't be real, you got to sell yourself to people. I'm used to a fact base. You know, if I say 1 plus 1, I know it's 2 in the medical field. But now you have to So I have clients now, and I call them clients. I call them family. They have been watching me for 2 years before they actually came on board. And the same thing on social media. A lot of people watching you, they ain't going to say nothing. They ain't going to click on, they ain't going to comment. But when I minister to people about trying to fix it themselves, a lot of times, and I know this from experience, it's not going to manifest. It's not going to happen because God wants, He wants to be the one that takes care of it, because if we actually make it happen, guess what? We're going to actually take credit for it. Now, you know, you sit back and think about that. You would say, oh, I hope I wouldn't do that. But see, yeah, we would. Because if we get in a place, we'll say, you know, instead of saying, oh, this all God, it's not me, we're going to say, yeah, I took care of that, me and my team, da, da, da. But see, we have to, first of all, realize where our source is coming from. Regardless of what it is, our health, our strength financially, is God. So I have to step back and see where their mindset is first, because you got to meet them where they are. And you meditate, and God will tell you what you need to say to them. But the first thing is we need to give Him, God, all the honor and the glory. Because while we, you know, let me tell you something. Let me tell you when God really show out, and I'm saying show out really in my life, speaks to me about the things that I do, is when I'm at rest. And when I mean at rest, a lot of times, and not to get, you know, too in my personal business, but it's sometimes when I'm showering, and I know that's kind of, you know, not nice to say, but when you at rest, because what you're not fooling with the cell phone. I hope you don't have the cell phone, you know, a new, they may have one that you can have in the shower, I don't know. But when you actually in bed, God will come and say something in a dream. But if you listen to most people that have come up with a great idea, even the great idea of Facebook, guess what he said? He was relaxing on at a park. So, and that has been true in my life. When I am relaxing, not typing away on the computer or on my cell phone, you know, I have confusion. But as soon as I get off and relax and look outside at the wonderful things that nature has to offer, here comes the witty adventures that we hear about so in the Bible. They do happen every day, but we got to step back out of the picture, and it's not about us. Now, let me just make a tabit on that, just a little pin on that, a spin, if you will, Verna. That doesn't mean we don't do anything. Because some people think that we lay on the couch, God will throw down $1 million, He'll throw down a job. We do still have to go and fill out the application and, you know, go to the networking events, go to events, support other people. We still got to do that. But when we go and exhaust ourselves and blood pressure is all up, about to have a stroke and fall out, haven't had anything to eat, we going a little bit too far. But you actually, Verna, would learn that for yourself, because for everybody, it's at a different set point. I know in my career, and maybe that's why God took me that way, I studied anesthesia. Pretty much we studied, eat, and went to the gym. That's it. And, of course, went to church. But so I'm used to kind of doing a midnight oil thing, but I don't do that anymore. But I'm just, the point I'm trying to make a reference is, sometimes everybody's set point, meaning, you know, is different. So you got to respect where people are. And some people do better at night. Some people do better in the morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was, as you were speaking, I was thinking how God do speak to some of us in dreams, and how He just, as your word was, downloads. The thing is to get right on up and do it. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Go ahead and write it down, because you could easily forget it. And when He gives you something, just move quickly. You know what I'm saying? Just move quickly in whatever it is that God has for you to do. And always, always, always stay focused. And as your word, I love it, walk it out. Trust God and walk it out, walk it out. Well, Dr. Sunday, we have a few people on the line. I am going to open up the line if anyone would like to ask any questions. I'm going to start with this number, and your number is ending in 3429. If you have any question for Dr. Renee, you can ask it at this time. Okay, your phone number is ending in 3429. Okay. they don't want to ask any questions. Okay, I'm moving on to your to the next caller, and your number is ending in 8080. Hello. If you would like to ask.
Oh, that's good. No, nigga, y'all ain't believe. Yo, dad.
Hello.
Well, one day your daughter gonna be able to bless you.
Okay, we're gonna close that out. Okay, that's a Sunday.
They were multi-taxing.
Yes. Okay. It's been a pleasure having you on the line and having you part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. So if you have any, would like to tell our listening audience how they can connect with you, how they can contact you, and give us some parting words of wisdom, and you can do that at this time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you, Verna. We thank you so much for being in your purpose, and we just thank you for allowing us and the whole team for us to be actually on your platform. I mean, because we do respect your platform, and we know it's an honor and a privilege to actually be here. So we just thank you for that. That's just amazing. You've always
thank
been
you.
True. You always have been a wonderful woman and a wonderful woman of God and example. So I really thank you because you entrusted me actually to be on your platform of the events you have. Excuse me. But so I really thank you for that and thank God for you for being in my life. And I really want people to realize that we do have a book signing event. We're calling it the Manifestations Now Book Signing Gala. And the reason we call it a gala, it's not a regular book signing, okay? It's not going to be, we're going to be standing in the line and just buying books and and sign them and a little cane. You know, we actually have a great experience planned for you. We have the red carpet experience. We have every day we're adding media. I mean, you may have seen the flyer on that we have with the sponsors and the partners, but actually every day we're adding people to that, and we give God all the honor and glory with that. We also have after the red carpet, you know, you got to have the paparazzi, so people are going to be taking pictures, and we have the awesome opportunity, and I have to spill the bean. I don't think I put it on social media. One of the great photographers is actually one of Tyler Perry's photographers. So I'm like, oh, God, isn't that amazing?
Oh, okay.
So we're just really a pleasure of that, and we will have a live broadcast. A live broadcast with 107.5 would actually be live. The last time we did that, Verna, we actually, people were viewing in from Japan. So it was an awesome, awesome and wonderful experience. And, yeah, it was powerful. And then after you finish that, you'll actually come inside. You're actually going to have a plated dinner for you that we actually will have two entrees for you. And, of course, all the, you know, the sides and the breads and all those things that go with dinner. But the great thing is you're going to be served. And this may be a weird experience for a lot of people, but you want people are going to serve you. So that's going to be wonderful. But we'll have a program, a short program that we actually tell you why we did the project, you know, why the authors were part of it, where their next step will be, their next level, and the things that they're working on. And we have an awesome, awesome evangelist, Gladys Ellis, and her daughter, Charlotte Colbert, is actually in the book. They actually have a song called Manifest Your Destiny, and I've actually had the opportunity to listen to it, and actually this weekend when they did their live recording, they will be doing it live, first time live all over the world for us again. So that's amazing. And then we have Minister Appointed. She's going to sing a song, and our awesome DJ Chip. And the thing, let me tell you how this worked. This gentleman is actually from my hometown in Birmingham. And he saw about the event, reached out, and it's just been amazing, amazing event. And then we actually will have some dancing, and we have a couple of more surprises and giveaways and that type of thing for you. And the vendors that they're actually going to display their products. But the thing is, the Marriott Hotel in Atlanta, I mean, it's no excuse. You know where the airport is. It's right on the airport, Hartsfield-Jackson Airport campus. The people that's flying in, you don't even have to get a rental car unless you really want to, because when you go to baggage claim, go to the first stop, you're already at the hotel. So we actually excited about that. And, Verna, if anybody want to know more about the Pacific event, that's www.manifestationsnow.com. And our book is up for purchase, and we actually have a T-shirt manifestations now as well. All that information is at our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. But the thing is, you got to remember that you're in your purpose and God loves you. Don't worry about what everybody else doing. Don't worry about what everybody's doing. Concentrate on what God wants you to do. And it always will work out if you do the three things. Believe, trust, and walk it out. And you're going to walk out your destiny because manifestations, guess what? They are now.
But thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Dr. Sunday, Renee Sunday. I always get it switched. I appreciate you so much for being a part of OPM Live Blog Talk Radio, and I am looking forward to the gala. I am so excited, so excited, and I want to thank you for thinking of me and and being a part of this. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. We love you so much.
Okay, thank you. We would like to thank our sponsors, DeMarcy Enterprise, Southern Eagle Music Group, Crevolution Arts and T&D Marketing and Management. To advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at vernav@vimashi.com. Leaving you with this coming from Ephesians 3, the 20th through the 21st verse. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and as always, love, peace, and increase, and be blessed.